Dr. James Kaufman and his wife April were a perfect couple, a respected endocrinologist and a beautiful and successful radio host. But under the surface lurked a world of drugs, sex, and biker gangs, a world Dr. Kaufman would kill to keep secret. And indeed, April Kaufman was found shot to death in their New Jersey home in May 2012. It took 6 years for this crime to come to trial. During that time, James Kaufman would reunite with and marry his high school sweetheart while continuing to flood the streets with opioids through his connections with the notorious motorcycle gang, the Pagans. Here to tell us more about this dramatic and compelling real-life story is George Anastasia, retired crime reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Ralph Cipriano, freelance writer and former reporter also for the Inquirer. They've investigated and chronicled this true story in their new book, Dr. Dealer, a doctor high on greed, a biker gang high on opioids, and the woman who paid the ultimate price. There is so much going on in your new book, Dr. Dealer. There's organized crime, there's drugs, there's murder. But maybe we need to start with the Kaufmans, April and James, the couple at the center of this story. They're attractive, each of them successful in their own professions. They're wealthy, they have status. Where does their story take a wrong turn? George, I'll have you answer first, and then Ralph, if you want to chime in on this.
I think it takes a wrong turn because of who James Kaufman was. James Kaufman was an endocrinologist, highly regarded doctor, but he also was, I think, very much a narcissist. The marriage was rocky, was in trouble after 10 years. She wanted a divorce, and I think the bottom line is he decided it was cheaper to have her killed than to divorce her and give up half his money.
Dr. Kaufman is a very complex character. He was one of these guys that could compartmentalize many aspects of his life. And, you know, to the women in his life, he appeared very charming and, self-assured and successful. His patients absolutely loved him, but he was a benevolent dictator with them, and he would light them up if they didn't follow his orders. And what's very strange is the daughter of his second wife and the daughter of his third wife both had the same take on Dr. Kaufman, that he was not who he pretended to be, that he was a really bad guy, and they both warned their mothers, he's dangerous, he's a bad guy, stay away from him. And it took the moms, one of them didn't figure it out. The other one finally did, but he was a complicated guy.
George, I have never heard of the Pagans, and learning about this in this book is, I'm just amazed at the reach of this gang. It sounds like they really had their tender hooks into the East Coast scene. What more can you tell us about them?
Yeah, the Pagans are a major outlaw motorcycle gang on the East Coast. You know, everybody knows about the Hells Angels, and then there's the Bandidos and the Outlaws. Pagans are not quite as big as those three organizations, but I think just as violent. Same kind of approach to the world. I mean, they're the one percenters. They operate outside the law. And women are possessions. Drugs are a big part of the world. And Dr. Kaufman opened an avenue for them to get involved in the opioid crisis. He was writing scripts for Oxycontin. He was writing scripts for Percocet. And they were taking the drugs and selling them. I think one of the things this book does on a small scale is, you want to know why we have an opioid crisis? Here's one example. This is a small example, but it's the way drugs get out on the streets. So yeah, the Pagans were major outlaw underworld players, and they connected with this seemingly upstanding doctor, and away they went. And Ralph and I have talked about this. I mean, the question is, did he get involved, the doctor get involved with the Pagans solely to run a pill mill? I don't believe so. I think his goal all along was to insinuate himself into the organization, and then along the way, ultimately say to these guys, do you know somebody who could kill my wife? I think that was his goal. So he even manipulated the Pagans, to follow what Ralph said. He was a manipulator.
Clearly, the opioid crisis is still very much a crisis. It's still widespread. It hasn't gone away. The amount of pills and money exchanged between Dr. James Kaufman and the Pagans is staggering. And he was just one doctor dealing, one doctor writing out these illegal prescriptions or scripts, as you call them, for the Pagans to get a hold of these painkillers and resell them. What is the extent of the opioid crisis in the Atlantic City region?
I mean, I think it's widespread. I think it's not just the Atlantic City region. It stretches all the way to Philadelphia and back again. And one of the chapters in the book, we focus on another doctor in Philadelphia who was involved in an even bigger operation with a different chapter of the Pagans. I think the opioids is a major crisis. Thousands and thousands of people are dying across the country. And it's certainly no different here than elsewhere. You know, we looked at, we touch on in the book some other cases around the country where they were much, much bigger than what Kaufman was operating. Kaufman was just a small, actually almost a mom and pop kind of operation compared to some of the other bigger ones. But all of it has an impact on society, and the money generated is money that goes into the pockets of these guys. I mean, no, they write a script for 60 pills. The insurance company pays for the script. You go to CVS, you get it filled. Then you take those 60 pills and you sell them for $30 a pop out on the street. You know, that's $1,800 for one script. You know, multiply that by 10, 12, 100 different people doing it. You got serious money and serious drug situation. That's what we had here on a small scale. I mean, I think the book, you know, the book is, it tells the stories on a couple different levels. One, it tells about the opioid crisis. The other, it tells about the Pagans and the Outlaw Motorcycle Gang. And the third one is what Ralph touched on, is relationships. And, you know, how women, for whatever reason, don't sometimes get caught up in a situation where too late they find out this is not for me, this is not a good thing. I mean, April Kaufman was an aggressive radio personality, well thought of, intelligent woman. But for a while, Kaufman just bamboozled her. That's just the way it worked. That's the kind of guy he was.
We're talking with reporters George Anastasia and Ralph Cipriano here on KAXE and KBXE. I'm Tammy Bobrowski. George and Ralph are the authors of Dr. Dealer, the true story about Dr. James Kaufman, a doctor who helped flood the streets with opioids, hid dark secrets from his wives, and who was so consumed with greed and arrogance that he thought he could get away with murder. James Kaufman reunited with his high school sweetheart, Carol Weintraub, just a couple months after April Kaufman's death, and James and Carol married shortly after that. Ralph, what can you tell us about Carol and her role in this story?
Carol is your classic good girl and overachiever. She ran a headhunting business, and as she told me, you know, I used to think I was really good at figuring out people. But the only way, she's smart, she's sophisticated, she's successful, and she fell for James Kaufman. And the only reason he had access to her was because of their shared past, the fact that they had been high school boyfriend and girlfriend. And, you know, when she saw him, you know, she wasn't thinking of a guy who whose wife just was murdered under suspicious circumstances. She was thinking of her old boyfriend and 40 years ago, and you know, the fact that they came from identical backgrounds, small town kids from identical Jewish families, lived in identical houses, went to the same synagogue. Both of their fathers were bartenders, that type of thing. You know, she wasn't really thinking with her head. And that's how she ended up, you know. And for Kaufman, I think it was a chance for him to return to the guy he wanted to be when he was a kid. You know, the poor boy makes good as a doctor. And when he was with Carol, you know, he felt it sort of brought out the better angels in his nature while it lasted.
The book is extremely compelling. I think in large part to the really good writing and the details and the admissions you were able to get from those involved were fascinating and really added to the drama in this real life story. But have there been any negative consequences to writing and publishing this book? I'm thinking like with the Pagans or the families involved. George?
Andrew Glick, who was the Pagan who cooperated and is one of the key characters in our book, basically has got a new identity and relocated to another part of the country. because he's, you know, he's got a problem. He betrayed his whole pagan philosophy and was a government witness. So yeah, and Fred Augello, the pagan leader who's now serving life in prison, he's not happy with this book. We haven't spoken directly to him, but I know he's reached out to us a couple times. He reached out, tried to reach out to me a couple times to basically explain away what he did. So I think there are people who aren't going to like what's in the book, but you know, that you, when you write true crime, that happens. Not everybody's going to like it. Not everybody should like it. I don't expect everybody to like it, but I think we've been able to tell this story from two unique perspectives that other people didn't have. I mean, this case has been written about a lot. Another key figure in this book is Kim Pack, April Coffin's daughter. She's a major player in all of this, and she was the driving force behind the investigation, and I think we give her credit for that. But in terms of where we were coming from writing the book, it was Carol Weintraub and Andrew Glick.
Ralph, would you like to add to this?
I think for Carol, it's been a very painful process re-examining all of this. When she finally figured it out, you know, she was trying to figure out, where did I go wrong? How could I have been, you know, I was always the smart girl. How did I make such a stupid mistake? And so she was like painfully re-exploring every step of their relationship and how things happened and trying to put it together. So I think for her, it was a very painful exercise. And many times I said to her, you know, do you really want to cooperate with the writing of this book? I mean, you're not having much fun here. You don't need the money. It's certainly not going to do anything for your ego. But I think it was almost a cleansing type process that she was willing to put herself through because she just felt so bad about how this all ended.
George Anastasia is a retired crime reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Ralph Cipriano is a blogger and freelance writer and a former reporter also for the Inquirer. Dr. Dealer is their new book. It's what we're reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.